Well, our guest at the cafe this morning is Northeast Texas author and our books commentator, Jim Ainsworth. Jim, good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to talk about a book called Pendulum, How Past Generations Shape Our Present and Predict Our Future. This is by Roy H. Williams and Michael R. Drew. Now, this is not a new book, but it still remains very topical and relevant, I think, to what's going on today.
Yeah, they go back to the beginning of time, essentially, and quote, go into how everything runs in cycles. And when I was in the financial planning business and stock market and so forth, a part of my baggage or my obligation, I thought, was to kind of predict what was going to happen. So I did notice that things do run in cycles. I didn't go into these kind of details, but I thought history repeats itself. You heard that 100 times.
The past is prologue.
The past is prologue. All those things are kind of true, and they have gone back to biblical times and put it in 40-year swing cycles of the, they call them me cycles and we cycles, and then there's an upswing to a we and a downswing to a we, and they try to, which makes it a little complicated and a little hard to understand, but they really seem to be pretty prescient about when they didn't totally convince me, but they gave me enough information to think that, well, okay, I know it runs in cycles, but whether 40 years is the right number or not, I don't know.
A me cycle is, define a me cycle and define a we cycle.
Well, they define it, it's a long, complicated deal, but the we cycle is when we are going, when we're up, and when we're actually at the zenith of the we, the top. We're talking about group thinking save the world, everybody is together on this, and it's a group think, whereas in the me cycle, it's autonomous, and the idea is nobody ever actually, two people never created anything good as one guy who did it, and so it's an individual responsibility and individual achievement.
Mm-hmm. They talk about fulcrum years when there was clearly a turn, and of course, they said this happens roughly every 40 years. Now, right. One of those they note, and I remember this so well as a child, and I know you remember it too, was 1963.
Yes.
And then I would carry that over into 64. But boy, was that ever a change time.
Yes, and I think there have been plenty of books written about how 67 was a critical mm-hmm. year during that same mm-hmm. cycle, and how the world did change, and how as a hippie generation.
Right.
I was cognizant of that because it was right past my coming of age years, and I thought, I'm not part of this group, and I'm not part of that group. And everybody says, "Well, you grew up in the '60s." I said, "No, I grew up in the '50s." They left over into the '60s.
But and then, so 40 years before 63 would have been 23, and that was again the '20s were
the roaring '20s.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. So that you can see where they're coming from. Supposedly 2003 was a fulcrum year. That's the one that loses me a little bit.
Well, the book doesn't clarify it really, really well. It didn't for me anyway. And if I go back and probably reread it again, it might be more clear. But it's the upswing of the cycle, things are different when there's an upswing, and when you reach the zenith, that's when you. I guess the thing I learned from this, or that I was confirmed that I believed, is that we always take a good thing too far.
We're talking with Jim Ainsworth. Jim is a Northeast Texas author, of course, and one of our books commentators. That was the next thing I was going to get you to talk about. That is the major conclusion. We always, one way or the other, and this is why I guess it's called pendulum.
Yes.
We go too far.
Yes. And one of the best examples is let's go back to the Civil War, because everybody kind of knows about that. But we had some wrongs to be righted, of course, and we probably could have corrected that by not going quite so far. I mean, we killed off 750,000 people and crippled another 200,000. We didn't know. They picnicked that first battle thinking it was going to be over.
Bull
by
Run.
Noon.
First battle of a Bull Run.
Yes.
Yeah. So now we look, the question is, can we predict the future? From looking at this book, presumably so. But an interesting thing was that this book was published in 2012 and sort of predicted the election cycle that we have just gone through.
Yes. They had a panel of four guys, I think, who were different religions, different political persuasions, and they talked about the things that were going to happen. And there was general consensus that politicians would pick up their brooms, metaphorically, and say we're going to sweep out and get rid of all the corruption. And that's pretty much what happened in 2016. What voters think is going to happen,
right? Anyway. What they went to the polls with that in their mind, and we'll see what is going to transpire. Right. Well, the book is Pendulum: How Past Generations Shape Our Present and Predict Our Future, by Roy H. Williams, Michael R. Drew. Jim, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
Jim Ainsworth, Northeast Texas author and our books commentator. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETU.